Corangamite is a name you'll hear a lot about today. It's a highly diverse electorate in Victoria, taking in outer Geelong, the coastal communities of Torquay, Bowen Heads, and right down the Great Ocean Road to Apollo Bay, as well as the rural communities of Colac and Winchelsea. Darren Cheeseman is the sitting member. You might remember he was a vocal supporter of Kevin Rudd. He holds the seat by a margin of just 0.3%. His opponent, Sarah Henderson, is a former ABC journalist and commercial lawyer. She fell short in 2010 by just 771 votes. Margaret Paul is our reporter in Corangamite. Margaret, what are people saying about Sarah Henderson this time around?
I think it's interesting because she ran last time and came, as you said, tantalisingly close, and she has been running a campaign this year. She's got that name recognition. So travelling around the electorate, people do know her. There are a lot of billboards up, but more than that, she's been running a real grassroots campaign, doing a lot of door knocking, doing a lot of stalls by the side of the road. I know last weekend when I went to Torquay for a coffee, there she was with Julie Bishop. So she's really been getting around, and people have responded to that. They know her. I think that from people that I've been speaking to, that has helped them feel prepared to vote for her.
Now, employment is the big issue in this electorate, Margaret, isn't it?
Yes. As you mentioned, this electorate takes in the southern suburbs of Geelong. Those suburbs are used to be kind of the more well-off areas of Geelong in the typically working-class city, but that has changed quite a lot, and that area is now sprawling to take in very, very new suburbs and also, fitting more people in. So, and with those new people come the question, well, where will they work? Now, as people know, the Ford Motor Company has announced it will stop manufacturing in Australia in 2016. That will cost 600 jobs in Geelong. But there are also questions over other employers like Alcoa, Shell, and even Qantas at Avalon has been talking about laying off staff. So jobs is certainly the big issue. Wherever I travel around the electorate, and it is a big electorate, jobs keeps coming back as the main issue.
Now, I believe we might know the outcome of Corangamite quite early today, thanks to the footy, Margaret. Explain that to us.
Yes, well, in Geelong, I mean, sure, there's an election on today, Elizabeth, but looking at the front page of the local paper in Geelong, it's all about the footy. You wouldn't know there was an election on from looking at the front page because Geelong is playing its first home final at Cardinia Park against Fremantle this afternoon. So there's been a bit of a question as to whether people in Corangamite and another nearby electorate of Corio will vote early, and they have. Our office in Geelong, there's a polling booth around the corner, and there have been queues around the corner from that all week. So there really will be a very high turnout of people voting early in Corangamite, and we'll see what impact that will have on the outcome, I guess.
Margaret Paul in Corangamite.